a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Welcome to another edition of NakedSpike.com, the podcast where we read all the fanfic that is found on the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Come on over to Naked Spike and see some of the manips that are up for this month and see some of the challenges that there are and read some of the stories that they have. Leave feedback for all of the authors and all of the artists. They love to get feedback. Feedback keeps everybody going. The story I'm bringing you today is called Opportunity. It is rated NC-17, a very hard NC-17, and it is really, really good. It is by the wonderful Snow Puppies. It is also being read by Andy. Be looking for our crew page to be coming soon. I'm going to have a crew page out on the website that's going to talk a little bit about my readers that I have that read all the time, like Andy and John. And that should be out pretty soon. So everyone have a great week, and I'm bringing another promo at the end of this podcast for Seth Harwood's book. So please stay at the very end of the podcast for another promo from Seth Harwood.
This is Andy reading Opportunity. Bloody buggering hell, Spike cursed as he slumped against the filthy pavement. Who knew Nwaelak demons had such heavy tails? They'd stumbled upon the huge creature as it was scaring the pants off a group of teenagers, who'd scattered as soon as the Nwaelak turned to meet Spike's fists. He'd never admit it to anyone, but he was glad to have Peaches with him. Nwaelaks were sighting huge, and he wasn't sure he would have been able to take one on his own. At any rate, the thing was dead now, which was actually part of his problem. Right before Angel ran it through with a piece of rebar, he'd been thrown into a dumpster, and the resulting bounce landed him face down on the concrete, in a perfect place to be squarely pinned by the Nwaelak's tail when it fell. He'd attempted to rise several times, but the Nwaelak had his arms and chest pinned to the ground, and he wasn't able to get enough leverage to heft the ruddy thing off. The only thing he'd managed was to get his knees under him, putting his arse in the air and no doubt making him look like a grade-A ponce. "Oi, Peaches, get your lard arse over here and help." He could just see Angel in his peripheral vision, wiping purple demon guts from his jacket. Angel looked up from his cleaning, a wicked grin stretching his face when he saw the position Spike was in. Spike had seen that look before. It was not a good look. Angel strolled over and leaned against the Nwaelak tail. "That's an interesting position you're in, Spike." "Yeah, well, if you'd shut your trap a bleeding moment and give me a hand, I wouldn't be in this position, would I?" He wriggled under the heavy limb again. He thought he might be able to slip underneath. "Look, just give it a push, yeah? And I'll pull at the same time." Spike, Spike, Spike. He felt Angel's leg brush his side as he walked around Spike's prone body, a hand trailing down Spike's back. He shuddered. Things weren't looking good. "Why would I want to do that when I can do this?" Spike grunted as his duster was flipped over his head, shrouding himself, and a bit of the Nwaelak's tail, in darkness. "It's not funny, you ponce," he yelled. Angel's only reply was to grab at Spike's denims and pull them down his hips, past his knees to pool around his ankles. "What the bloody fuck are you doing?" With a light smack to one of Spike's rounded cheeks, Angel laughed. "Whatever I want." Kneeling behind Spike's raised backside, he began to touch, sweeping broad strokes over pale skin, back, hips, thighs, and ass, all vulnerable to his gaze and his hands. With a smirk, he parted Spike's cheeks, blowing softly on the exposed pucker. Spike suppressed a groan. It had been decades since he'd been in a position this vulnerable, this open. As much as he hated the idea of looking like a pillock in front of Angel, his prick had perked up, begging for attention and ready for whatever Peaches dished out. Angel's thumb lightly traced the trail from tailbone to entrance, circling the hole before traveling back up. Spike's hips jerked at the barely there caress. Angel chuckled. Spike was infuriated. He tried to jerk himself away, but only succeeded in scraping his tender nipples against the concrete. Easy. Spike shuddered as he felt Angel's breath against him, then moaned softly as a slick tongue slid down the tender flesh of his crack, over his asshole and ending with a flick to his balls. The wetness cooled quickly in the night air, and Spike pressed himself back, hopeful for more. They both paused when a noise at the end of the alley caught their attention. The movie theater down the street had just let out, and kids had flooded the road. The alleyway wasn't well lit, but Spike knew his lily-white ass would be easily seen from the street, if anyone bothered to look. He sighed, then began struggling to get up. "Come on, Angel, let's get back to the office, yeah? Got more privacy there." He wriggled his hips in impatience. "Wanna bend me over that big, poncy desk of yours?" Spike gasped as large, calloused hands grabbed his ass, roughly spreading his cheeks again and hauling his lower body back, spreading his legs and raising his whole back half in the process. "Nope," Angel answered, right before he pressed his face against Spike's tender skin. Spike stifled a yelp as Angel's moist tongue circled his entrance, flicking lightly at the rim with the tip, then pressing the flat against the dark circle, laving it with long, smooth licks. Even as Spike protested, "Cut it out, you git! They'll see!" He spread his legs a little wider, eyes slitted in pleasure. Angel pulled away from Spike's hole for a moment, and a growl reverberated in Spike's chest. "Then you'll just have to be quiet, won't you?" He went back to his task, teeth nipping at the edge of Spike's pucker, tongue soothing the sting, then pressing inside. "Angel, Angelus," Spike pleaded. "You know I can't be quiet when you do that." Spike continued to struggle against the Nuwaylock, but still couldn't move an inch. Angel smirked, pinching a pale cheek, rubbing it until it reddened. "Looks like you'd better learn." Spike whimpered. He'd always been particularly susceptible to anal stimulation, but to be penetrated by a tongue, slick and smooth and hard and soft, licking him open, devouring his most intimate spot, it always made him lose control. The slurping echoed through the alley as Angel ate away at him, tongue delving deep inside, probing at his slick walls, then thrusting rhythmically, spearing Spike open again and again and again. Spike groaned loudly, cursing the fact that his hands were trapped. He couldn't use his fist as a gag, and feeling more turned on than he could remember being. His cock was drooling against the pavement, leaving smears of pre-cum amongst the dirt and grime, and his thighs were trembling with the effort of supporting his body. Angel grunted, mashing his face, his nose and chin, against the opening to Spike's body, hands sliding down to grip at Spike's thighs, lifting him until his knees left the ground, tilting his body so that his hole was exposed, legs splayed wide. He was utterly at Angel's mercy. Spike bit his lip to hold in a keening wail as Angel began fucking him in earnest, grunting and squelching as he sucked and licked, eating out Spike's arse as if he were starving, desperate for a taste. Spike's eyes rolled back in his head as a hand wrapped around his cock, squeezing once, twice, and then he was coming, body jerking and bucking against Angel's face until he withdrew his tongue and sank human teeth into the flesh between cheek and thigh. Spike yowled into the night, slumping onto the concrete as Angel dropped his legs. He heard the clicking of a zip, then the slapping of flesh against flesh, jerking when something cool and slimy landed on his arse. "Ugh, come on, Peaches. Let me up now, yeah?" Beginning to revive from his relaxed state, Spike began to fight the heavy Nuwaylock tail once more. He jumped when Angel smacked his arse once more. "I don't think so, Spike. This alley's kind of drab. Needs something pretty to liven it up, don't you think?"
"What? Help me up, you tosser!"
"Don't worry, Spike. I'm sure I'll remember to come get you before dawn." The clicking of heels retreated as Angel walked away.
Enjoy your evening. Spike slumped, flat against the pavement. Bollocks. Angel was going to pay.
Thanks, Andy, for reading this story. And thank you, Snow Puppies, for letting me read another one of your fics on here. If you would like to read some more of Snow Puppies' fics, follow the web address out beside to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike to read some more of their work. It's really good work, and there's a lot of it, too. I'm going to be bringing you some more of it here on this podcast. The promo I'm bringing you is for Seth Harwood's book, Jack Wakes Up. I'm really trying to help him out. He's a good, good author and really a neat person, too. I really want everybody to go out, buy this book, read it. I'm already halfway through with it. It's really good. Here is his promo.
You know what that is? That's a guy trying to talk with a mouth full of broken teeth. Broken teeth and a pretty disgusting amount of blood. He's trying to convince you not to buy a copy of Jack Wakes Up by Seth Harwood on May 5th. And he's doing this because he's a minor character from the book. Let's just say chapter 33 didn't turn out so good for him. But you see, hey, what's your name anyway? Never mind. I'm just going to call you Cossack. But you see, Cossack here, he's not the exception to the rule. Because people get busted the f*** up in this book. It's not a book about fluffy bunnies. It's a book about crime. About the seedy and dangerous side. About a guy who used to be a movie star. An action hero. About how he finds out he might just like the real action better. He's Jack Palms. Jesus. Is there a dentist in the house? Listen to Jack Wakes Up right now at SethHarwood.com. And on May 5th, go out and buy it. Because if you think Seth laid the beat down on the poor Ruski here, wait until you see what he does to the traditional publishing model. Seriously, Seth is good. Number one New York Times bestseller Michael Connelly said, Jack Wakes Up rocks. It's a fast, smooth ride on a highway not found on any map. Publishers Weekly added, readers who like their hard-boiled crime fiction violent and gritty will cheer Harwood's debut. So you don't have to take my word for it, but Seth is your boy. Go buy Jack Wakes Up now at SethHarwood.com/preorder and help pave the way for all the rest of us who are podcasting novels.